It was looking very bleak last Saturday when we left here with only two or three on the executive, and to walk away tonight with a full executive is just such a turnaround. And what a turnout it was as well. There was a room packed. We hadn't even enough seats in the room. So it's great to see that there is actually an interest there, and the way it should be. The football in this county this year was, or last year I should say, was absolutely phenomenal. So it's great to see such a turnaround in a week and what a message can do in the county. And I'm delighted that we have a chair, Aidan, here beside me, and we have our secretary and our treasurer and all of the positions filled, which is great. And we've so many people willing to get involved, so it's just fantastic.
And a man who is very experienced in GAA matters in Leitrim is Aidan Hearn. Aidan Hearn agreed to act or take on the role of chairperson, the new chairperson of the Leitrim Ladies GAA Board. You're looking forward to the challenge, Aidan.
Yes, I am, PJ. Just at the start, we're nominating, looking for people to go forward. I seen Deirdre waiting for an answer for chairperson. I felt so sorry for her, and I said, oh, I'm going to go for this, to hell with it. So I'm delighted, Aidan. It's just there's so many good players in the county, and it'd be unfair if we just turn our back on them because it's such a great future for Leitrim Ladies GAA. So I want to be part of that. And the team that's with me here on the committee are a great team, and we're just looking forward to a big challenge ahead, which we're well backed up by all the clubs. So that's important too.
And you're very happy, Deirdre, with the response here this evening. All clubs or most clubs were present, and their outcome and response from them was very positive.
Yeah, that was one of the conditions, I suppose, last week when the message was sent out that all clubs would be present tonight, of our 16 clubs that we have in Leitrim Ladies Football, and all clubs were here, which was great. There was representation from everybody. So it's great to have a spread of clubs on the executive now as well, so that's not just a few stronger, maybe, clubs that are more well developed in the county that are, represented, that there's a lot of variation there now amongst the executive, and I suppose it brings with that a lot of knowledge and a lot of different ideas from different places too.
And Aidan, you called on all Leitrim players to respond and to take the opportunity and meet the challenge of representing Leitrim going forward.
I certainly did, PJ. Thankfully, Alan Gale's club allowed us to start our first training session tomorrow morning week, so they will be notified. We all have a temporary manager just to help us out in the meantime. So we are looking for a manager, and also we'll be looking for sponsorship and many things to try and keep us alive during the year. But I think it's all positive, and we just have to sort of prove that we can do damage once we target and have a team in the field like we did in the past. I think the last two or three Leitrim teams either got to an All-Ireland final or won an All-Ireland final. So I think it's about time with the good players we have here and the selection of players in all the county that we should make a mark. It'll take a while to get us going, but once we get going, I think we'll be not doing too bad in the championship. We should be pretty close to competing pretty well.
And of course, the big news is that Leitrim will have a team to play Antrim in the National League in 3 weeks' time, Deirdre.
Yes, I think that's a great start from tonight, even that we are going away out of here with the county team. As well as that, it gives the girls something positive to look forward to. The fact that there's football now in the county, or the county for the year, that we all have something to go out and do and enjoy and play county for our club and our county, or play football for our club and our county, I should say. So that's the most positive thing I can take out of tonight, that I can put on my club jersey and my county jersey.
And obviously, you are County Board Registrar. You're returned to that position. You're happy to be in that position with a full board elected to work with you.
Yeah, it makes my life a lot easier when I have a full board behind me, and it's not an easy job when you have to sit up there on your own like I did last weekend, and for some of tonight, but I'm just delighted that people have got behind the county now and that we have a full board in place.
And when you came to this meeting tonight, Aidan, there was a great crowd here in the room. That certainly boded well for what was going to happen.
Yeah, there was a great crowd. Like I didn't plan to come, but I was just a bit edgy. I said, oh, I have to go because I wasn't sure what was going to be the outcome tonight after last week. So when I came in the door, when I drove up before seeing all these cars, and I saw this looks good. And then inside, it was very positive. There were still more people coming in. So that was a great, great buzz. It's just a great interest that people just woke up. We can't let our county down. That's it. And I think we're all in the same frame of mind. We want to do well. The same as the senior team last week just gave the county such a lift. And we want to sort of do the same on our part. So we'll plan that ahead now in the near future.
And you'll be calling on everyone. You have a lot of work to do to get put their shoulder behind the wheel and get involved.
Oh, well, there's a lot I didn't plan, but I mean, we've got a good committee now, so it's going to make the job a lot easier. I mean, we've doubled up in every area, so that takes the pressure off big time. So I think there'll be a bit of comfort on this committee after the first few weeks are over and we've got everything in place, and I think everything will work itself from there.